where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
It is a good idea to prepare for winter driving if you're heading out on the roads this afternoon. Snow has started to accumulate and a winter storm travel advisory is posted for London and Eastern Middlesex. Environment Canada says an area of heavy snow is pushing through the region this afternoon along with gusty winds. The majority of snowfall accumulations may fall within a couple of hours because of high snowfall rates before tapering into light flurries by tonight. Visibility may be suddenly reduced at times in heavy snow and roads may be slippery. OPP have reopened all lanes of the eastbound Highway 401 through Chatham-Kent after a rollover crash early this morning. Two people inside the transport at the time were taken to local hospital with minor non-life-threatening injuries. The crash happened around 6 a.m. Sarnia Transit is recording a strong recovery from the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, reporting record ridership in 2023. Manager Michelle Carter says it was a rough couple of years with 830,000 total riders in 2020 and a gradual rise to 1.32 million trips in 2022.
Our last highest ridership year was 2019, right before COVID. In 2023, we surpassed that by approximately 72,000 riders. So we had about 1,779,000 riders in 2023.
Meanwhile, riders can expect a few more tweaks to some routes once the new transit terminal opens at Clearwater Arena. However, the majority of those were put in place back in September, and Carter says many are liking the College Express and London Road Express routes. Crews are putting the finishing touches on the nearly $3 million project at Clearwater, but an opening date has yet to be announced. The City of Sarnia has reached provincial housing targets and will receive funding from the Building Faster Fund. Stephanie Shavs has details.
Ontario's Minister of Housing, Paul Calandra, says Sarnia's target for 2023 was 73 housing starts, and the city exceeded the goal with 94. The targets assigned to Ontario's largest and fastest-growing municipalities are to meet the provincial government's goal of building at least 1.5 million homes by 2031. In a letter to Mayor Mike Bradley, the minister says he was pleased to say the city of Sarnia is eligible to receive funding under the Building Faster Fund and looks forward to continuing working together to ensure that more people can afford a place to call home. Further details about the distribution of expected funds, including how much, have not been released. I'm Stephanie Shavs.
And a group has gathered in Camlackie this hour to announce the winner of the Blue Water Health Foundation's fully furnished dream home. The home, located on Blue Coast Heights, is valued at over $1.2 million. We'll share the name of the winner once it's announced. Snow, heavy at times, ending this afternoon, then cloudy, about 2 to 4 centimeters is expected, high of +3. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of flurries, clearing before morning, a low of -4 with an overnight wind chill -12. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.